From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning,
speaking
mate.
Speaking of Trump, speaking of the pound, speaking of the dollar, part of that dollar thing that I mentioned a moment ago is, of course, because Trump will not shut up about the Fed chair.
Yeah, exactly, and it's sort of come to the fore in the last 24 hours. But you've got this backdrop of the Middle East, haven't you, sort of bombs and ceasefires, and so some of these key US domestic economic issues have sort of been pushed off the front page, but they are key issues for financial markets to digest. And yes, the big one unfolding is this issue of the new Federal Reserve chair. It's a critical appointment, Mike, for interest rates and bond markets right around the world, and that includes our own because all of these markets are highly correlated. So we've seen what I was originally going to describe as thinly disguised, but actually it's not even disguised.
No.
Frustration of the US President Trump with current Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. And bearing in mind, Mike, Jerome Powell was appointed by President Trump. This is his pick back in 2018. Now, his term finishes in May 2026. That is 11 months away. And we've seen very recently this, well, it's fairly undignified sort of verbal and social media assault on Powell by Trump. He's called him a major loser, a total and complete moron. He recently, in the last couple of days, questioned his IQ. He said he wasn't very smart. But now it's come to the fore because Trump has suggested announcing or appointing a successor as early as October. This is normally not done until sort of 3 months before the incumbent's term ends. And some names have been put forward. I won't go through them all. Scott Bessent is one, though. Yep. He's been pitched. He's the current US Treasury Secretary. But, Mike, it raises two really important issues. And the first one is central bank independence. That issue was raised here in New Zealand following the resignation of the RBNZ Governor Orr. But the biggest central bank in the world, the Fed, has to be seen as having operational independence. And you hark back to the 70s when inflation ran completely out of control in the US. And it was widely believed at that stage that President Nixon exerted pressure on the then Fed Governor Arthur Burns to keep rates low. Inflation ended up sort of going over 14%. Paul Volcker had to come in, and we saw the Fed funds rate. He came in 1979. We saw the Fed funds rate having to be hiked to almost 20% in the early 1980s. Now, secondly, you've got this really interesting situation. If you appoint somebody new very early, you get what's called like a shadow chairperson. So whoever is announced, they can start influencing market moves months ahead of their actually being in the job, which is what Trump wants. So the market just starts listening and looking to the new person. So you have this real potential for policy confusion. And markets are already speculating that the new candidate will be more susceptible to pressure from Trump and rates will immediately go lower. You're talking about the dollar. Yeah. That's one of the outcomes of that. So look, the economic background is that US could probably support further interest rate cuts. And it's not as simple as just putting a sort of a Trump plant in there because you've still got the broader committee. But Mike, this story is going to grow over the coming weeks.
It will indeed. And I also read, yep, interestingly enough, there's a number of people within the Fed that have gone to Trump's side who argue that a cut is actually needed now, and
yep,
it doesn't align with what Powell is saying. Anyway, so a lot of data overnight. I'm seeing mixed bag here for the US. Is that fair?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, so in the vein of, well, what should they be doing? Yeah, big data dump last night. Another revision to US GDP. This is very dated, Mike. It's Q1, so it's months ago. But they saw a really sharp deceleration in consumer spending, and it was the lowest now contribution to GDP since the pandemic, or since the second quarter of 2020. So consumer spending, when it was originally released, it added 1.2%. That's now been revised down to 0.5%, big revision. But the rest of the data last night, Mike, very mixed. Trade deficit wider than expected. Durable goods orders were strong. Jobless claims lower than forecast. It does seem to me that the US economy is still quite resilient. That's what Powell is looking at. But I think now, or the market's certainly saying, you'll get a rate cut, but it won't be until September.
Give me some numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, these US share markets just keep pushing higher. The Dow Jones is up 395 points. It's up almost 1%, 43,378. And the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they are sort of flirting. They're within a whisker of their all-time highs. So there's no issues here, apparently, according to markets. S&P 500 up 45, 0.75%, 6137. The NASDAQ up 0.85%, 169 points, 20,142. FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.19%, 8735. The Nikkei stormed up 1.65%, 39,584. Shanghai Composite down 8, just a small loss. The ASX 200 down 8, closing at 8550. NZX 50 was up 0.15%, small rise, 12,480. You were talking about the pound, Mike, but Kiwi dollar also reacting to the weaker US dollar. It's now 0.6072. Probably haven't seen it there since, I don't know, maybe October last year. 0.9252 against the Aussie, 0.5178 euro, 0.4413 against the pound, 87.54 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $3,333, all the threes. And Brent crude, $68.07.
Yeah, most excellent weekend. Andrew Callaher, JMIWealth.co.nz.